Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Thanks for listening to Saints Happy Hour. We are a family here. You know what families do? They support each other. And if you aren't a patron, we need your support. All the great content you consume for free takes time and money. If you love the show and listen regularly, please become a patron. We need you. Supporting Saints Happy Hour can cost you as little as 23 cents a day. That's what the Saints should have paid Kenny Stills. So please go to Patreon/Saints Happy Hour and support the show today.
Breaking news siren. Ralph is not here. I hope I did his intro justice. Ralph is in a meeting, so I don't even know if he knows. And for the next hour, Ralph is going to be doing real, actual work.
So I find that hard to believe.
I'm joined by Dave. It's just Andrew and Dave, Instant Reaction Podcast. Sean Payton has retired. Dave, your theory of Sean Payton promoting a movie was dead wrong. He will not return to the Saints.
He might be this is like he's just continuing with the gag. He's on Thursday. He's going to come back
grasping for straws now, bro.
On Thursday, he's going to come back and say, "Just kidding, guys. Just kidding." He had to really make a splash with the media.
All right. So really, assuming this is true,
assuming he's done,
Ian Rappaport and Nick Underhill have both reported it.
Yeah.
Your thoughts, Dave?
I'm currently going through a range of emotions that includes anger, sadness. I'm reflective. I'm looking back, and my first reaction is I'm really annoyed because, like you and I discussed via text message, the timing of this really kind of screws us because, you know, Black Monday was 3 weeks ago. All the coaches in the NFL were fired that were going to get fired. And all those teams have been, for the last 2-3 weeks, have been actively looking for their new head coach. And so now that he's announced this, the Saints are left looking for a head coach. And now they've got to kind of go dumpster diving. And the pool from which they can choose from is significantly less. And so that's my initial reaction. I'm kind of annoyed. I'm kind of annoyed at the timing of all of this. I think that really kind of puts the Saints in a bad decision. And then obviously I'm upset. I'm sad. I'm a little angry too with Payton, I guess, because, you know, I don't know. It's just like, you know, he goes 1 year without Drew Brees and then he's gone. And I mean, we always knew that Brees and Sean Payton had a kind of a symbiotic relationship and hand in hand. But I kind of have this, you know, feeling like he's, I don't know, kind of a quitter. When the going gets tough, he's not getting tougher. He's just kind of cashing out. But then at the same time, I still love him. He was the greatest coach the Saints have ever had. He probably will be that for a long, long, long time if we've had together and for what he's given us. And I can't be mad at him for that. So I'm just right now, I'm very conflicted. I'm very, very conflicted in how to feel.
Yeah, I think that's all fair. I think my only rebuttal to the fact that he's put the Saints behind the eight ball, I mean, I agree that their coaching search becomes more difficult. That said, Dennis Allen may be one of the most appealing options on the market right now. And I mean, other teams agree because he's getting interviews at other places. So, it may be that Dennis Allen is kind of the best option for the Saints this year anyway, and it offers them some continuity maybe. So You got to think that at this stage, obviously they'll go through a coaching search, they'll interview other people, but my guess is that Dennis Allen gets this job. So we'll have to see there, but yeah, I'm with you. I'm conflicted. I mean, obviously we saw this coming. We knew it was a possibility, and in that sense, it's not a shock. And yet the prospect of watching a Saints coach team without Sean Payton is something that we haven't had to deal with in a really long time, in 16 years. And the fact that it happens a year
after 2012.
Right. Well, but we knew he was coming back at that point, you know, right, it's just like, we got to just hold it down for a year and he's coming back. But yeah, I got to say, like, for it to happen after Drew Brees a year later, I'm with you. That's the part that really, like, why not just exit with Drew? You know, it's like, to do it a year later, it's like, to me, it feels like if you're going to stick around after Drew retires, you're basically committing to the rebuild. You're committing to the era post Breeze. And to leave a year later, it's almost like I would have almost rather them just call it a day together. And so now I just look at this contract that the Saints committed to with Taysom Hill, 4 years, these commitments they've made to Lattimore, Ramchek, Kamara, and look, like, coaches come and go all the times and players are under contracts. Like, I get that. But I just feel like, would the Saints have even made this commitment to Taysom Hill if they knew Sean Payton was going to be here? Can another guy just come in and do these Taysom Hill plays when Sean Payton isn't here coaching him? And who's the quarterback? Like, you can forget Russell Wilson. You can forget Aaron Rodgers. Those guys aren't coming. They're not coming to New Orleans. Like, that dream is over. Like, that died this minute with Sean Payton retiring. So now, like, is Jameis going to want to come back? I don't know. I don't think so. I really don't think so. I don't think this is any longer a good opportunity for Jameis Winston. So I don't know what the Saints do, Dave. Like, do we go into a full rebuild now, knowing that it's over? Like, Sean Payton and Drew Brees is over. Do we trade guys? Do we get as many picks as we can? Do we just double down on a rebuild and fix our cap once and for all? Or do we try to win with someone new? And I don't know. Like, I'm at a loss. I don't know what the next step is. And I know Mickey Loomis will try to reinvigorate us and give us some confidence. And look, there'll be a lot to digest in the days, weeks, and months ahead as the Saints try to navigate and figure this out. But Sean Payton is a legend. He's one of the best coaches in the NFL. And there's no, and look, he's earned the right to do whatever he wants. I mean, look, he's got a $15 million contract waiting for him with the Saints. So if he wants to walk away from that, that's his right. But picturing this franchise without him is terrifying.
I was going to say, to your earlier point, you know, if you're a fan of the Saints Happy Hour podcast during the off season, you're about to get really excited, because this off season is going to be very interesting, just in general for the Saints, and certainly for us on this podcast. You know, the other thing I'll say, I just want to reiterate, because we said this last night, I said it last night, when I was, you know, on my grandstand saying Sean Payton.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Was definitely not going to retire, and that this was just all a marketing ploy. he's not coming back. He's not going to leave for a year, you know, take this time off and then realize, you know what, maybe I will come back. He's not going to come back. He's not going to let somebody take over for a year, make decisions, especially this season. Like, this is a pivotal off season for the Saints, you know, as far as what they're going to do at quarterback and all that. And I don't see him, you know, stepping away for a year, letting somebody else make those decisions and then coming back and maybe having to clean up a potential mess. So I think this is it. If he comes back to the NFL to coach, he would still be under contract with the Saints. So he'd have to be released from that contract. And I don't think there's any way they would just release him from that contract. I think they'd say, well, we're going to trade you and we're going to get assets for you. But either way, Sean Payton is not coming back as the coach of the Saints. And
Dave,
you
said last night on the big show, and I quote, "I will die on this hill." Are you in fact dead?
You killed me. I'm dead. I'm no longer alive. I am no longer.
So this
alive.
Is the ghost of Dave that I'm talking.
This is you're talking to. Yes, that's right. The ghost of. I've got a big white sheet over my head, and I'm dangling chains and wrenches and stuff, and I'm haunting you for the rest of your life now.
Now that I've taken a shot at you, do we take a shot at Jeff Duncan for assuring us that Sean Payton is returning?
That's right. Yeah, we do. We do take a shot at Jeff. I mean, you never miss an opportunity to take a shot at Jeff Duncan. And I got to admit, that was one of the reasons why I was so, as much crap as Jeff Duncan gets, he's still close with the organization and the people in that organization. So as much as you don't like Jeff Duncan, I still at least kind of valued his opinion. So I, again, the fact that this is happening, it's Tuesday now, the movie Home Team comes out on Friday, so we're 3 days away from this movie coming out.
I can promise you I ain't watching that shit now.
I don't know if I can watch it now. That's like, I don't know, I'm going to be too upset. But just the irony of it all, the irony that this happens 3 days before this movie comes out, it's just too much. It's like, it's got to be in an Alanis Morissette song. It's not lost on me. It's crazy. I just can't believe this. This is ridiculous. This might be worse than Drew Brees retiring. Cause it was like, we knew Drew Brees was leaving. We knew it was coming. We could prepare for it. We had writing on the wall physically. Yeah. I mean, yeah, because when you're talking about coaching, it's not, you know, it's not a physical thing. It's not like your body breaks down and you just can't coach anymore. It's all mental. And so you can coach till you're 75, 80 years old if you want. So this has all been an absolute surprise, an absolute shock. I'm beside myself.
All right. So let's say they hire Dennis Allen. That seems like the most plausible path here, although that's far from
it. Now. I mean, again, going back, this whole thing has kind of put the Saints in this situation now where, yeah, Dennis Allen is now the best scenario because of the continuity thing and because there's late in the game. But and I'm not saying he wouldn't have been considered before if Payton had retired right after the season. But it certainly helps Dennis Allen a little bit more. As far as his chance to get the head coach job.
Yeah. You know, and look, I think if he gets the job, I seriously wonder if the Saints just double down on defense and just say, get a rookie quarterback. And you know, I would like to see Dennis Allen kind of say, take the bull by the horns and say, this is my team now. And we're investing in defense and we're a defensive team. And I'm going to get a hotshot offensive coordinator, maybe fire Pete Carmichael. And it's not about Pete Carmichael. It's not that I don't think he's good, but like, and that's just an example. You know, I'm not specifically saying fire him, but I would be worried if Dennis Allen took over and kept the existing staff and everything was the same, because then I feel like it's Sean Payton's vision and staff without Sean Payton. And we saw how that worked in 2012. So what I would hate more than anything is for everything to kind of stay in place and just, we're going to go status quo. Sean's gone, but everything else, we're going to trust that to work out. To me, that would be disappointing in the sense that, like, I would prefer you hire a visionary, a guy that's going to come in and do it his own way. And if he fires people, so be it. But, like, they need someone to come in and give a new direction to this team, because I just feel like continuing Sean's vision without Sean is doomed to fail.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. A couple of things, and I just saw that you or Ralph mentioned it on our text, but now that we know that Sean Payton is retiring, I would like to believe, I'm hoping, that considering the friendship he's got with Mickey and their relationship with the ownership, I would have to think that Loomis has been working behind the scenes, you know, and Dennis Lauscha and whoever else has been working behind the scenes preparing for this. So maybe, you know, maybe I'm wrong, or maybe we're both wrong in that maybe they're not behind the eight ball, because maybe they've been preparing for this. That we can hope that.
With all these Dallas and Mike Florio rumors, you have to figure that Mickey Loomis has some document that's like 7 years old from all the rumors and times where that he almost traded Sean Payton, or Sean Payton almost left. I mean, I feel like every time the Saints went 7-9, this rumor came about. Right. So you got to feel like there's some document on his Google Drive, you know, that has the whole process for offboarding Sean Payton.
Right.
You know,
right.
You know, that document already exists.
Yeah. Didn't I see something where Florio said he has news about Payton that he was going to release in March or something? Did you see that?
No.
I got to find where that was. I could have swore
He might as well release it now, right?
Yeah. Well, now maybe we don't have to wait. Yeah. I don't remember what it was. I gotta look for that. But,
So this is interesting from Mike Triplett, who just tweeted this out. He said Payton is not necessarily permanently retiring, but he's deciding to take a break after 16 years as a Saints coach. No word yet on immediate plans, though sources have told ESPN networks are interested. Payton is under contract through 2024, so another team would have to trade. Well, Triplett says 2024. But anyway, I think it's 2026 too, by the way. I think you're right. But you know, what's interesting here is, so my guess is he does TV for a year, because, you know, that's an easy job, minimal commitment. You make a ton of money. He does that for a year. In your opinion, Dave, does he come back and coach next season for someone else? And if so, what do you think the Saints get as compensation?
I think Payton's going to come back. I don't think Payton can stay away from coaching. I don't.
One year.
I'm not saying 1 year, maybe two, you know, but I think he comes.
Yeah, the trade will be interesting, because when you look at Payton, Bruce Arians is really the only guy I can think of that retired. And then when he came back, I think Arizona got a sixth round pick to send him to Tampa, because they still owned his rights. And I could see the Saints getting a little bit more than that. But when he's a lame duck, it's not like Gruden, where I think Gruden got two firsts to go from the Raiders to Tampa. And I think the difference there is that Tampa was acquiring a coach that was active. And like in this situation, it's completely different, because Sean Payton may come back after a year and say, I want to coach again. And the Saints are going to be committed to someone else. And everyone's going to know that. So I think the Saints are going to have a tough time. And Sean Payton's going to have a lot of say in where he wants to go. And so, like, the Saints aren't really going to control the narrative here. They're not going to be able to control.
Swear to God, if he goes to fucking Dallas, I'm going to lose my goddamn mind.
Well, I mean, I think that's got to be in play.
Yeah, it's in play. It's in play. And sorry I got interrupted there. My parents just called me. I'm assuming they're calling about this Sean Payton news. They're calling to console me.
I've got about 58 texts.
They want to come on the show?
Yeah, my mom might come on the show. You know, look, I know we're not ending the show here. I'm sure we're not going to go long, but you know, I just want to go on record as saying, you know, Sean, I love you. Thank you for everything. Thanks for the memories. Oh, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, what if he goes to NBC? Like, are we going to blame Drew for this? Like, did Drew retire and he's been talking to Sean? He's like, Sean, this TV stuff is so good. Like, we get paid all this money. We barely have to work. You know, you should come join me, blah, blah, blah. Like, does Drew have anything to do with this?
I don't think he's going to NBC. I mean, I think his offers are ESPN, Fox, and Amazon. I think we're, yeah, maybe Fox, but like, so I don't know that he's going to the same network, but your point about Drew potentially telling him how great the gig is might be real.
Yeah. Unbelievable. I can't believe this.
Yeah, no, it's a good point though, Dave. I think, you know, there's the shock, there's the immediate like, oh my God, what do the Saints do? But I do think it's good perspective too to kind of think of it as taking a moment to celebrate what was an incredible 16-year run. And I go back to when the Saints hired Sean Payton in 2006, and I really had no idea who he was. And you know, I remember when the Saints hired him, my biggest concern was that Jim Fossil, when he was the offensive coordinator of the Giants, Jim Fossil took over the play calling mid-season. He was so unhappy with Peyton and they were struggling. Jim Fossil took over and they ended up winning the Super Bowl that year. They went on a crazy run in the playoffs and all that. So that was kind of like an embarrassing moment in Sean Payton's career. And if you go back and look at it, I remember when the Saints hired him, I was like, oh, that's the guy that got sidelined. He stayed on the staff, but like he got his responsibilities stripped. And the Giants were better off for it. So I remember that happening and not being that psyched about Sean Payton. And what we've seen in 16 years is beyond my wildest imaginations. I mean, I'll be honest, as a kid that rooted for the Saints in the late 80s and when they won their first playoff game in 2000, like I never really thought winning a Super Bowl was in the cards for me in my lifetime as a fan of a small market team that had disrespect, not disrespected, but just like ownership that wasn't viewed as very good. An organization that wasn't willing to really spend on big time players, poor leadership at the top, poor decision makers. I just never thought a Super Bowl was in the cards. And Mickey Loomis, Sean Payton, they changed all that with Drew Brees, of course. And it's not just winning the Super Bowl. It's competing year in, year out, believing that you have a chance every year. So it's been an honor and a privilege. I never thought I would be able to experience this as a Saints fan. And it's really, truly been remarkable and incredible. I feel so blessed and fortunate in my lifetime to have been able to see Sean Payton as a head coach.
Right. A couple of things. One, first of all, Andrew, this could be good news for you. Maybe he'll unblock you now on Twitter. You know, and
I'm not holding my breath there.
By the way, you should have had this news from Connor Payton. You should have been breaking this news from Connor. And then, you know, to your point, that you just made, I better to have loved and lost than to have never loved at all. I'd love to use like some sort of meatloaf quote here, but I can't think of any off the top of my head that would be appropriate. And then,
yeah, because you don't know any of his songs. No one does.
I know all of his songs. I can't go through the catalog right now while I'm trying to do this podcast. But, you know, just as far as like replacement coaches, I agree with you. I think Dennis Allen might be the best way to go. Continuity reasons, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, if they decide to hire somebody from outside, you know, I guess I'd like to see the trend in the NFL now. Everybody wants that new young guy, the Matt LaFleur or the Sean McDermott. Sean Payton was kind of like that guy back in 2006. He was the young offensive genius kind of guy. I don't know who's out there, but, I'd like to see, you know, maybe somebody like that, just a young, attractive, coach like that, maybe come in here and whip us into shape and whatever. But,
well, there was Viking Gate, there was Spy Gate, there was Bounty Gate, there was NFC Championship, there was a Super Bowl title, there was a year being suspended, there was 7-9 seasons on stacked up on top of each other, there was a rebirth, there was Grandpa Sean, the visor, Sean getting cute. I mean,
Petty
I feel
Sean.
Like I Petty Sean. I feel like I've been here. I feel like I've grown up with Sean Payton. You know, like he just feels like part of the family. And I feel like I'm so close to him, and I've known all these evolutions of his career. And I feel like we all feel like that as Saints fans, you know. And it really does feel like you're losing a family member in some ways.
Yeah, totally. And now we know this offseason we've got to do for our tournament, we've got to do like Sean Payton greatest moments or something like that. And and also I don't know if we're going to do this, release this to everybody or just the patrons, but now you call the hotline this week and share your favorite Sean Payton story or your favorite Sean Payton memory.
How much you hate him.
Big show. Yeah, just anything. Just talk about Sean Payton on the hotline, and we'll try to get to it on the big show this week.
Final thought.
All
Dave,
about our new head coach, Bill O'Brien, guys.
Yeah.
No, please, oh my God.
Don't even go there. All right, so the hotline number, just so you guys have it, and write this down. If you're listening to this right
you're
now,
wanna,
about to
you're
say
gonna
it,
you're going to want to call today.
Call this number and give us your thoughts. It's 210-595-0818. So call that number. Again, it's 210-595-0818. Leave us a message. Let us know your thoughts about Sean Payton.
Yell, scream, cry, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, do what you got to do, and we'll play the best ones on our show. But final thoughts, Dave, and then I'll let you get out of here.
Thank you. Final thoughts.
The final game of Sean Payton's career was against the Atlanta Falcons on the road, and he defeated them with Trevor Siemian in mop-up duty, finishing the job. How satisfying is that?
It's nice. If he was a player, you'd say, how could he, you know, he's still got it. How could he possibly retire? He's still got 2-3 more years left to play. And it's the same thing. It's like Sean Payton can still coach, and he always will be able to coach. This sucks, man. This really sucks. F this. I'm going home. I'm not even going back to work. I'm going to go home and cry.
Well, miserable. Thanks for joining us. That was Dave. I'm Andrew. No Ralph. He's working. He's probably going to find out about, he's going to learn about this while listening to the show right here. But thanks for joining us. We'll be covering this wall to wall. Stick with us, guys. This offseason is going to be crazy. It's even crazier than we initially thought. We're going to be doing our daily podcast. This show is free, but consider becoming a patron because we record daily. We're going to need it. We're going to need it. Hey, grab a bottle of bourbon, grab your best friend, hug each other, cry together. This is dark, guys. We'll get through it together. Who dat?